You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Welcome to Breathe and Bounce. My name is Michael, and I am your tour guide for this wonderful experience that you're going to partake in the next half an hour. We are going to be talking about a lot of positive things here. We're going to talk about yoga. We're going to talk about spirituality. We're going to talk about all sorts of things week by week, as today is the first episode, and I am so happy that you have decided to join us. I am not a stranger here at Huntley Community Radio. I was here a long time ago. I actually did the morning show here for a couple of years, and I also produced an EDM dance music show called Club Huntley, and I also did Community Connection, where we interviewed some of the movers and shakers here. And I've been away. I focused on my businesses. I own two businesses. I own School Bells Transportation, which transports students that have developmental disabilities, also are in very tough situations and need to get to school. And I also own Huntley Hills Airport Transportation. We transport people here from Huntley, Lake in the Hills, and Algonquin, take them to the airport. And we've been doing that for about 5 years. But this is my love. My love has always been radio. My love has always been media. My love has always been entertainment. And my new love has been yoga. And yoga is just such a powerful thing. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the title of the show, and of course tell you a little bit about me. So the title of the show, Breathe and Bounce, comes from the concept of breathing and bounce. So it's coming from breath. And breath is the most important thing that you have in this life, because without it, you cannot exist. You cannot do anything. You pretty much will be dead if you don't have your breath. So one of the things that's beautiful is you learn how to use your breath in a way that can be healing, that can help you get through tough situations. And one of the things that's wonderful about yoga is it teaches you how to get in and out of tough situations. And you learn how to do that through your breath. And I know a lot of people, when they hear yoga, the first thing they think of is poses, but it's more about the breath than it is about the poses. And later on today, we're going to have Jody Shimabukuro, who is, I guess, an expert in the field, we'll say. And she is going to talk about her experience, why she got into yoga, and what some of the benefits. But I want to talk a little bit about me. I have done a lot of things in my life, and I'm the kind of person that just goes after things. You know, I wanted to do this, and I just went after it, and now I got it. Businesses, the same thing. I woke up. I was given an opportunity to try to start School Bells because a former employer that I used to work for didn't really do a good job handling the students. So the school, one of the school districts they worked with, seeked me out, asked me for help finding a new company. So I just ended up building a company. And I was able to do that because of the connections I have had with other people, my reputation in the business. So I went with it. I know that it sounds like all roses and everything. You know, I'm a family guy. I got two wonderful kids. When I was younger, I did a lot of media work. I worked, obviously, in the radio business. I also did a public access television show for about 5-6 years. I owned an entertainment company that booked all age shows for rock bands and things of that nature. And I came to yoga because my life was really, I haven't been on a straight path for, I would say, pretty much all my life. I discovered yoga in 2016, and I thought it was a wonderful thing. It was beautiful, and I loved it. I loved the concepts. I loved all the pillars, all that. But I didn't really dive head first. And Jody, who once again is going to be on the show later, is one of the people who really taught me a lot of that stuff. You know, when I talk about breathe and bounce, I want to go back to that. When you breathe, you're breathing in, and you breathe out, and you bounce maybe some bad energy out of you. So it's kind of like maybe you breathe and you bounce, like you bounce through life. But that's what breathe and bounce is all about. It's about learning how to get through all the hard stuff, get through all the challenges, just learning how to walk forward. And every time you fall off, you can always start again. Failure isn't the end. Failure doesn't happen unless you've decided you failed. And one of the things we're going to do on the show is we're going to talk about a lot of positive energy as well. Basically, the mission statement of this show is to help you move up. We want to get you up. We want you to find yourself. We want you to be happy. You know, that's what I want. I would like to see everyone happy. I would like to see everyone really enjoy their life. And I'd like to see everyone spread that good energy. So let's get to that. What I'd love for you to do right now is, why don't you take a piece of paper out or a journal and start writing stuff about yourself. Just write it down. And if you want to share it with me, I'll give you some contact information later on in the show. But right now, let's focus on one thing. And that one thing is getting better and going up.
Disappearing.
feeling that got you guys, all your juices going, listening to that song. Dioro is amazing. Speaking about amazing, I have an amazing person with me. A lot of people that are in the yoga community in this area, I'm sure know her, so I don't have to give too much of an introduction. But formerly was the director, is that right, director of yoga?
Yeah, I was like a... yoga manager. Let's
there you
just
go.
Say that.
You are a yoga. I wanted to say director. Director sounds so much more official
sounds
than
fancy,
manager.
Yeah.
she runs Shima Flow Yoga. Jody Shimaburkaro. Did I do good?
Good.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the premiere episode of Breathe and Bounce, Jody. I am so excited that you are here with us today.
Well, thank you so much.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, I know yoga is your life practically, and I really wanted to talk to you about what got you so enmeshed into doing this.
Well, you know what? I think at first it was just curiosity. It was just the smallest little buzz going around where we live in McHenry County. And, you know, 20 plus years ago, gosh, I don't know if you remember what it was like there, but it was nothing.
It was nothing.
Yeah, it was really nothing. So, and, you know, yoga had already emerged in California. It was pretty big out there. And so I just kind of heard about it. So it was curiosity. And, you know, I took a class and I wasn't super impressed until I went to California and took a class there with my sister. And my life changed after that amazing class because, well, you know, and anybody who's taken yoga, when you get the yoga bug, it's like you're addicted. And
oh,
you
absolutely.
It makes you just feel so, so good.
Why do you think that is? What is your theory why yoga is so addicting?
Well, I think, you know, because you've got the physical, the mental, and all the emotional together. It's working together to not just, you know, make you stronger in your body, but stronger in your mind and, you know, being able to handle certain situations with ease and with grace and just, you know, to feel less anxious and more calm and more in control.
Tell me a situation in your life that was a little tough that yoga helped you get through.
Oh, my gosh. Two divorces?
Huh?
Two divorces?
Two?
Two. Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes. Two divorces. I don't know if many people do know that. But especially the second one was terrible. So I just pretend that never even happened.
So basically, what exactly did you feel like you had to do in order to overcome these divorces when it came to getting on the mat and just getting it done? What exactly was your process? What were you thinking?
I think it was just, you know, to be able to come to your breath and notice how powerful the breath is. You know, in any situation, it can really change the whole dynamic of what you're feeling as far as, you know, your focus, taking your mind away from the negative stuff and bringing it to a present positive state of moving your body and connecting and accepting, you know, and just that learning process. And I think not only practicing, but also teaching was very healing for me too, because I could take my mind away from my issues and connect deeper with other people, knowing that other people were going through the same thing, maybe not a divorce, but same type of feelings and hardships and challenges that I was.
So, I mean, yeah, because everything, obviously, it's a struggle, you know, going through a divorce, it's a huge life change. And people obviously go through life changes that could be greater or worse than, you know, what you went through, or it could be lighter. But a challenge is a challenge at the end of the day. A challenge is something that someone is trying to overcome. And, you know, I guess the wall is as big as we make it in our mind. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Spot on.
What to you do you feel is the hardest? What's the hardest part about staying present for people?
I think, you know, especially like now in this day and age, like just all the distractions that we have, our cell phones and just, I mean, everything buzzing about. There's just so much going on that draws our attention elsewhere that it helps. It's hard to just, you know, to keep that focus. I honestly feel like it's a lot harder now.
So you, unfortunately, you're no longer living here in McHenry County. You're out in beautiful Puerto Rico. It's always fun to see your pictures of all your sunsets and ocean views while we're all sitting here I got this beautiful view of a forest with a whole bunch of cars going back and forth. It looks a little cloudy, not as sunny, kind of humid too. But you know, you made that move out there, and do you feel that your life has become more abundant leaving an area that you've been in 20 plus years, or do you think that's just your problem comes with you no matter where you go? What is your take on that?
I think, well, if you're running away from a problem, then I think it's going to follow you wherever you go. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
For Christian and I, when we made this decision to move, we weren't leaving because we were unhappy where we were. We left because there was an opportunity that had to be taken. And if we didn't, we knew that we would have regretted it. And we also went in knowing that, okay, well, if we aren't successful, we can always go back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we kind of took that ego part out of it, knowing that we'll go back and everybody will be fine. And nobody's going to be like, oh, you failed, you know? So I think that, I guess it just depends on like what your, you know, your reason is to make a move.
You know, ego gets people in trouble all the time. I swear to God. You know, I was talking about that earlier in the show. I talked about myself. I woke up and I said, I'm going to start this business. And I just did it. And I think people start thinking about, what if I fail? What's mm-hmm. going to happen if I fail? And the question is, what is going to happen if you fail?
Right.
And it's kind of like that in yoga. You'll try to hit that twisted half moon and you'll probably fall right on your butt because you can't hold it. And what happened?
Right. And the best thing is that if you always remember this phrase, and I, you know, my yoga teacher, Johnny Kess, always says it, just begin again. That's all you have to do. Begin again. You know, it makes you stronger when you fail.
You have your YouTube channel for Shima Flow. Yeah, you've got a lot of great things on there. One of the videos you have that I really love, and I swear to this, I do it almost every day now. You had like a little short 8-minute Ashtanga video where you just do a lot of stretching. It only is like 8 minutes. You roll out of bed, and you even say it in the video, just roll out of bed and get to work. But tell me about some of the videos that you think anyone that was just beginning yoga, because there's going to be people listening that, you know, all like, who's doing this yoga stuff? What is something that will make it very easy? What is a video that you think, or some kind of practice, if someone's just getting in, where they should start?
Sure. I've got a whole Yoga for Beginners series. I think there's 8 videos in the series that goes through. I think anything that just moves very slowly and has a lot of good explanation. Because, you know, when you're not in person, when you're doing a video, you don't have somebody coming over to you and helping you adjust your body or, you know, tweak something here or there. So I think you just need a really good effective cueing when you are taking a video. So if you, I mean, you can get a video and, you know, some teachers are really good at cueing. Some teachers are not so good at cueing. You know, they just belt out a pose name and you have to
what,
know
what do you it. Mean? What do you mean by cueing? What exactly is cueing?
Yeah, I mean, like cueing your body and how to get into the shape of
okay.
the posture.
Okay.
By literally saying, you know, place your this foot here, this foot there, reach this, you know, just all the cueing to the body. So I think finding if you're a beginner and you're doing it on and you're learning on a video, you need to find a video where the cueing is really spot on.
When I started yoga, one of the biggest challenges for me was breathing with the movement, the whole mm-hmm. philosophy of one breath, one movement.
Mm-hmm.
What's more important in yoga, finding the breath first or getting the pose first?
I think it's whatever works best for you. I find that people have a hard time with the breath initially also at first. So I would say, obviously, do what's best for you. But if you're hung up on the breath, go to the postures first because you will breathe naturally. Once you get the postures, then you can start incorporating some of the breathing techniques into it.
All right. Well, Jody, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Shima Flow Yoga. And, you know, if Jody comes back in town, you never know. You might be able to catch a practice with her. You never know. All right, Jody, thanks so much for the time. You have yourself
thank
a
you.
Wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
All right, take
there
care.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Before we go, I'd like to engage in a quick meditation. So why don't we all sit back, you know, get yourself comfortable, and let's close our eyes, and let's just reflect on everything we've learned today. Go to our breath, and let's do a brief meditation before we close out the show today. Once again, I'd like to thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. Please check us out on the web, breatheandbounce.com. That's breathe, the letter N, bounce.com. There'll be extras, maybe some parts of the interviews that you missed here, along with resources of things you can do to help get yourself to a higher level. Maybe find places to relax. Next week, we're going to talk about the journey and what that looks like. Until then, namaste.